20 years ago today, a new kind of programming appeared on cable television.
Well, all right, I'm J.J. Jackson, and I'll be sitting in with the latest video music performances the way they were meant to be. That's in stereo on MTV Music Television. You'll never look at music the same way again.
MTV was born. The first video they played was Video Killed the Radio Star by The Buggles. From the beginning, MTV posed a challenge to the dominance of radio in the music industry. Jim DeRogatis is a music critic for the Chicago Sun-Times. He says MTV's first video was an ironic choice.
This is a song bemoaning the fact that video is going to kill the radio star. At the end of the video, the band blows up a television set.
MTV takes a different view. MTV Group President Judy McGrath says they knew exactly what they were doing.
Video did not kill the radio star, you know. The Buggles were not exactly a Rod Stewart caliber group, so it was sort of a left turn choice. And it was kind of fun to pick something like that to show the sort of irreverence and spirit we were going for.
And here, the lines are drawn in the debate over the 20-year influence of MTV. Jim DeRogatis says that for him, music has never been a visual medium.
At a fundamental level, the idea of rock video is probably the most damaging thing that's ever happened to rock and roll in its 50-year history. When I'm truly falling in love with a piece of music, I'll often sit down and close my eyes and just lose myself in the music. MTV is all about the images, and so we have a generation of music listeners who define the video as the song. We've deprived them of the incredible power to transport themselves somewhere that exists only in their imaginations through the music.
I think some people would disagree that it's not just the music, it's the music and the video, and kids love that. Is there anything wrong with that?
Rock and roll has always been in part about image. I mean, before Elvis ever was neglected the right to show his pelvis on TV, rock and roll was in part about image, but much more about attitude. There are no ugly people on MTV. MTV is all about living up to the fake norms of beauty. And I mean, you see that from Madonna's prancing around in the early days all the way up to Britney Spears, who at age 16 allegedly had breast implants. It's pathetic.
I mean, music has always been about performance. And in a sense, didn't MTV just give people access to go to the concerts without having to leave their homes? They finally got a sense for who these people they idolized were.
Well, if you look at the history of rock on television, the greatest moments have all been about live performance where something exploded into our living room, often uninvited, and blew our minds. Whether you're talking about Sinead O'Connor ripping up a picture of the Pope while singing a Bob Marley song on Saturday Night Live, the great moments in rock and roll television have been about live performance and spontaneity. MTV is about canned, three-minute, mini Hollywood commercials that are perfectly scripted, that are crafted by people who aren't the artists who wrote the songs. It's possible to have great rock and roll on television, but I don't think in a setting that is MTV-related.
Jim DeRogatis admits he can't ignore MTV as a music critic, and maybe he would take it all back if MTV asked him to be a VJ.
Like a virgin, hey, touched for the very first time.
Danny Goldberg is a record executive. He says two things are important in this business, music and image.
The video is the tail on the dog. It's not the central motivator of what makes an artist successful. It never was, and I don't think it ever will be.
Goldberg is the founder and president of Artemis Records. Since the 1980s, he has been chairman or president of Mercury Records, Warner Brothers Records, Atlantic Records, and a talent management company.
The music that gets into someone's head that makes them want to go and pay money to have more work by that artist is what creates that bond. The video is just a way of connecting the dots, but without the music, the video doesn't matter. And with great music, even a mediocre video is fine.
But do you think with mediocre music and a great video, a band can take off?
No, definitely not.
MTV created a lot of artists who were as much about image as they were about making music. Paula Abdul was a cheerleader with the Los Angeles Lakers before she made it big as a pop star.
Television makes it easier to get an identity across. And MTV, as a 24-hour-a-day visual, facilitated the development of the identity of artists like Prince, Madonna, Michael Jackson, Duran Duran, a lot of artists that had a theatrical or visual component. Whereas in previous years, you'd still had people like Jimi Hendrix and Janis Joplin who had strong visual dramatic component, but it took hundreds of concert appearances and newspaper and magazine articles to make the same type of visceral connection with an audience that a few days' worth of exposure on MTV could create. I mean, one of the really amazing things about MTV is a division of Viacom, which is one of the biggest media corporations in the same company, owns MTV, M2, which has become a vehicle for exposing some of the edgier hard rock bands, BET, which is the predominant black music channel, CMT, which is the predominant country music channel, and VH1, which is the predominant upper demo channel. And then it's the same company that owns a lot of radio stations, the Infinity chain, and the same company that owns the CBS network and Showtime. So it's an extraordinary group of assets and centralization of power in terms of exposing music.
Not many record executives will be perfectly honest about MTV. At the end of my interview with Danny Goldberg, he joked and said, "I hope I wasn't too positive about them. I run a record company. What do you expect?" MTV isn't much of a video channel anymore. In 1992, it debuted The Real World, which you could argue was the first reality TV show. Wrestling, soap operas, and game shows now fill much of the schedule. You see videos on MTV sporadically, mostly in the hours after school, in programs like this one, a music countdown show with a lot of other stuff.
Today we thought it would be kind of cool. We're going to bring up four people here in a second. We're going to send them outside and bring up literally as many foreigners as we can. Today, fun with foreigners on TRL.
This is TRL, or Total Request Live, one of MTV's most popular shows. It's broadcast from a studio overlooking Times Square. Kids call in with their requests. Emails are displayed live on the screen during the videos. It's interactive. Music critic Jim DeRogatis says that may be MTV's undoing.
MTV is destined to be in as much trouble very soon as the major labels, which have become fewer and fewer in number and are now wondering where they fit in this world where internet distribution and small labels and small distributors are making it so much more beneficial for artists to simply do it themselves. And the fact is, you're not going to need MTV very soon. You're going to be able to reach kids, if you have something to say, with other means.
Even if MTV loses its music dominance, its influence elsewhere may remain. It's had a strong impact on filmmakers and television producers. Look at Miami Vice or Moulin Rouge. The letters M, T, and V, and what they stand for, may be as outdated today as the letters AT&T. But whether you want your MTV or not, it still holds a special place in American pop culture, and a lot of people still watch it.